we ready? Are we ready? Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I told you. We're going to have a song for every day of the week. We're just looking for Tuesday now. I hope that put a little bit of a smile on your face. It is the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Wow. I haven't been keeping track of the days. I just know, what are we in, like 2 weeks or something now? Kind of going with the flow. But I'm glad you're here. You want to talk about something? 884-9910, 884-9910. I know I go quickly through some things, but I do want to hear from you. Also, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. If you get a bounce back, it's because you probably put dot, because I'm always saying 99, or you put the point in there, but there is no point in the email. No, there is a point to it. Let me tell you, I love your emails. Especially this one. Especially this one. I was looking for a source of what was put into the plan, as we have to deal with local issues like Governor Steve, let's just screw him over, Sisolak, who, by the way, the recall is still going. It's going even better now because people are figuring out just how much he hates this state. He's a transplant from California. I'm not going to throw any conspiracy theories at you that, you know, when he moved over here, he probably had a good idea that, you know, he was going to Californicate us. He seems to work a lot with his good buddy Gavin Newsom, you know, especially when it comes to our gun laws. This is the problem I had and still have when we started this whole process. Why recall him? Why not just vote him out? Seriously? Are you saying that now? Or do you see the importance of taking action? You don't just wait 4 years to have, you know, that dead limb cut off. You do it, you fix the situation, and you move on. And then when election season comes around, you vote out all the other Democrats that are supporting him and doing his bidding when it comes to the horrendous bills that go through. We'll have our say at the ballot box, but for a governor who denies you access, who denies your doctor access to prescribe you a well-known relief that's been around for decades, that people take for all sorts of things, denies people who have COVID-19 access to it and their doctors. But now he's, you know, oh, I'm just, it was a request from the pharmacy board. So I looked up the Nevada Pharmacy Board. And the one thing that I found very telling on Board of Pharmacy, bop.nv.gov, was the fact that there are no bios when you click on their names. You have no idea who these people are. You don't know what their history is. You don't know what their education is. You don't know anything about them. So you have to copy and paste that number in or name into a search engine and go do the work yourself. Okay, that's not right. If you are on a government board, your whole history should be laid out for everybody to see. All you have to do is go into board, and it shows board members right there, and you just start going through the list. When you go on to board a pharmacy, just look at the line item at the very top, and just click on board, and then go to board members, and like I said, all these people, who are they? So, this is just another, one more thing. Just one more thing that we have to fix. It just shows us that there are a whole lot of issues with almost every system of government, and we need to start fixing this stuff. We need to know who these people are, what their education is, and why they are on the board of pharmacy, making sure that these people are qualified. The board respectfully requests an emergency regulation in Chapter 639 of the Nevada Administrative Code that restricts the prescribing and the giving of a very important medication. Can't even dispense chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine during the COVID-19 outbreak. These restrictions include prohibiting the prescribing and dispensing of chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19 diagnoses or any new diagnoses after the date of the regulation. And then they also require a 30-day supply for new prescriptions of these drugs, of this ICD-10. Don't know who these people are making this recommendation? Well, I know who they are because I went and I search engined them all. But why in a time like this where people are panicking, do you have to do that? Why should you not just be able to click on this state of Nevada site and say, okay, who's making these decisions? And then, of course, our illustrious governor just goes along. We made national news. Yeah. Do you believe it? Little old Nevada making national news. Made all the great podcasts, Dan Bongino. Why? Not because we have this massive amount of diagnosis or patients. No, we made national news because of the stupidity of our governor and his restriction of life-saving medications. You gotta be proud. FightForNevada.com. I even know a few of the people that are bringing the petition to you if you need it. Fightfornevada.com. Get this SOB recalled before he can do any more damage. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Ryan this morning and talk about that sweet, sweet deal that includes $500 million for the Institute of Museum and Library Sciences to help you during this COVID-19 crisis. Wow. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for calling the show. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, are you, Monica? My name is Pete.
I'm sorry,
confused.
Pete. I have it.
That's okay. I'm always confused. So.
So what's up, Pete?
I got a question that only you can answer, probably. In that great package you just mentioned, and I didn't hear about that. That's amazing. But is there anything that will help senior citizens that are on Social Security only?
No.
Wow.
No, there's no raise in Social Security benefits. But there is a raise for Congress. So,
that's important.
You know, because they're working for you.
Sure.
Their reasoning is because you're not out of a job. You're getting the same amount of money. You're getting nothing's changed for senior citizens.
Actually, I just work a part-time retired job at Walmart, but you're right, Congress, they should have it.
Yeah. When was the last time you got a raise in Social Security, Pete? It's been
there was one in January, I think it was like 1.5%, something like that. It was hard to take, but
yeah, even though cost of living has gone up
about $12 a month. Yeah.
Yeah, cost of living has gone up by at least 6%, but yeah.
Right.
All right.
But, yeah, I was just curious about the, as I know it was talked about before, people on Social Security, especially the elderly that can't get out, was going to go up $200 a month for a while, and I guess that fell through.
Of course.
The performing arts is more important, too.
Yes. And the sergeant at arms and the doorkeeper of the Senate, because they got $1 million.
Do they have an opening?
I'll beat you to it, Pete.
I'm sorry. I'm in my facetious mood today. I shouldn't really.
You know, I'm glad you are, because the more that people are in their, facetious mood, I think it's actually eye-opening for the liberals out there and the left the museums and the library services, those are actually more important to the left, because, with the library services, you get the, transgender, you get the drag queen story hour. So I guess that helps fulfill that. So, Pete, thank you so much for the call.
I was always taught to look at the humorous side, and it's getting really difficult. But thank you for taking the call.
You're welcome, Pete. And we'll look at the humorous side together, because there are some great memes out there right now for Pelosi and even Mitch McConnell. I know we needed this package. I know we had to get the money to the people, but I'm sorry. But I'm upset that they actually signed this and stuck it to the American people. Because just because you are getting stimulus now, that does not mean that you are not going to be taking it in the shorts to pay all of this back. You know that for a fact. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back with more on what's in that stimulus package that you are just going to love that the mainstream media just isn't reporting to you. Right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me right now at this very minute. Because this is the stuff that you need to know. This is the stuff you need to know. 884-9910. If there was something you'd like to share today, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And I hope you are going to be joining me at 11:30 because we are going to have another candidate interview. We have to stay vigilant on everything that is going on. We're in election season, so we will be checking in with very special guests, and I hope I am pronouncing this right, and that is Ronald Bratch. He is running for Carson City Supervisor, Ward 4. So, 11:35, make an appointment. If you are in Ward 5, especially for, did I say Ward 5? No, Ward 4, Carson City Ward 4 Supervisor. Make sure that you are back and on top of that interview. But if you're not able to, we always have the podcast. So there you go. All right. Noah. We know who they are. They're the ones that track our weather for us. National Oceanic Atmospheric. Is it administration? Yeah, administration. For new facilities, $33 million, $200,000. Why didn't they just make it that extra $200,000? That just... round up, just make it 34. $33+ million for new facilities. Huh, reminds me of what we go on here with the police department headquarters in Reno. NASA. $100 million for NASA, but technically $200 million because they're going to get another $100 million for construction and environmental compliance. Yeah, you heard me. Environmental compliance. If they don't take enough of your money, $278 million for the IRS. For the Internal Revenue Service, which really makes me question, because they are encouraging everybody to do their taxes online. So if you're doing more stuff online, less people maybe, why $270 million? Already mentioned numerous times, JFK Performing Arts Center, they can't seem to have any fundraisers, so they get $35 million. $90 million for an HIV program. I thought we were smarter with HIV. We know where it comes from. We know how it's transmitted. Is that $90 million for condoms? I'm not sure. The National Center for Advancing Translational Services. Because that is so important as you are losing your job, $36 million. $7 million for one specific DC charter school. $7 million. So, $23 million for Howard University. Well, whose pork project is that? How did they get so lucky? That isn't the question that you should be asking. The question you should be asking is, why are they getting anything when their endowment, and actually I think this is, I know Harvard is getting something. I think somebody misspelled this. Their endowment is $647 million. Universities all over this country begging for money from the American people when they have huge endowments. PBS? What are they doing in this aid package? $300 million. $300 million for migration and refugee assistance. So once again, to the American citizens, $500 million for the Institute of Museum and Library Services, and $1 million for the Sergeant at Arms and Doorkeeper of the Senate. What, is that a payoff to keep their secrets? Damn! This is disgusting. And I wish the Republicans wouldn't have swallowed that poison pill for the rest of this country. Because the homeless and the vagrants aren't going to be paying this back. The billionaires aren't going to be paying into this. You and I are. For what? $1,000 check? That isn't even going to pay the bills? We just got screwed again, people, by both sides. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. I'm so glad you're with me today. 884-9910 and Monica at 991FMTalk.com. You know, Pete had a great idea earlier in the show, and that was, you have to laugh at life to get you through it, literally, because there are so many stupid things that people are doing right now with especially a virus that they make it look so much worse because of that cute little American map that they keep showing with all the outbreaks and all the cases. And still, we do not have the numbers of the flu, tuberculosis, and a bunch of other stuff that will kill you rather than just give you respiratory issues. And I'm not taking it lightly that people have died. People die every single day. And let me share a secret with you. I know a lot of people don't share this with their kids and stuff. But you, me, my husband, your husband, your spouse, mom and dad, aunt and uncle, brother, sister, nieces, nephews, we are all going to die at some point. Why be lied to and taken advantage of in the process? So, Pete made a great observation earlier. And that was, we do have to laugh at life to keep us going. And there are a lot of people out there that are using this home time to come up with things to make us laugh. And so I'm going to break for the moment right here and bring you something that made me laugh, because this guy obviously put a lot of work into it. And I've always been a fan of, oh, what's his name? Robert Van Winkle. You might know him as Vanilla Ice.
Code VID. Let's kick it. Self-isolate and listen. COVID's back, it's a brand new version. The virus grabs a hold of you tightly, grips like a harpoon, yeah, it's frightening. Will it ever stop, yo? I hope so. Stock up on pasta and bog roll. Yeah, it's extreme, it's global, international. Beach everything, wipe the floor with door handles. Hand sanitizer, the market has boomed. I'm staying in, doing TikToks in my bedroom. Deadly, corona is the enemy. Scientists doing their best to make a remedy. Wash it and clean it yourself all day. Social distancing, please stay away. Yes, it's a problem, but we'll solve it. Let's stick together and we can resolve it. Virus, baby. Corona, virus, baby. Corona, virus, baby. Corona, virus, baby. Yo, just be careful out there. Let's love one another.
I hope you like that. If you want to hear it again, you can find it on my Facebook page. It's just little things like that. If it put a smile on your face, that's made my day. Because we are getting, and I hope I'm not too much of a push for it, because I point out the stupid things that people do, like Governor Sisolak and Mayor Sheevy. Can't forget her and others. But still, take the good with the bad. You've got some time off. Be with the family. Do craft projects. Have some fun. Clean the house if that's your fun. Do the things that you never had time for before. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ryan this morning. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Hey, listen, Monica. I just talked to Craig, and he explained to me how the executive order for these drugs worked. And the way that you said it at the beginning of the show this morning is really panic-ish. Because Craig explained to me that the order was signed was only that you only get these drugs for a 30-day supply at a time, not at all. And the way that you're saying is that we can't get these drugs at all. So it sounded really kind of panicky, or like a big food joke.
If you read the order itself, Ryan, it is the chloroquine and the hydrochloroquine. ICVD-10 is different. So that's the billing code, but it says directly there in the order, it is prohibited. Do you know what prohibited means?
Yeah.
That means they can't do it.
So why? Because that doesn't make any sense. It's stupid.
You have to ask Governor Sisolak. I wasn't saying things to say things. I read you the actual decree. So, there you go.
So this is not a bad April Fool joke. Early April Fool joke coming in.
No. And it's already in place. As soon as he signed that order earlier in the week, that put it in place. Ryan, what this goes down to, if you look at everything that is a problem in our government right now, the things that we have been able to advance because President Trump came in and just started cutting red tape and regulations, it's the same thing with why Governor Sisolak is putting this out. Nobody wants to be sued if some DA, not DA, but a dumb, you know what, like this guy in Arizona who just started drinking stuff that he thought was similar or the same thing, kills himself. Everything boils down to lawsuits.
Okay.
But Ryan, thank you for the call. I appreciate. A lot of people think that they are violating the open meeting law. And the problem is because people could not respond during their face-to-face feedback during the public comment time. But they feel that they got around that by giving you a phone number and letting you leave a voicemail. That's why I believe no business, unless it is absolutely imperative, unless they have to approve funding for a sewer pipe getting blown out or something, but Public Works should already have funding for that, emergency services, they shouldn't be making any decisions whatsoever without the ability of the public to be there in front of them. Some people don't even have the internet. They couldn't even live stream it. So, personally, I'm waiting for a lawyer to step forward and say, hey, I'll help you guys. You want to file a lawsuit? Let's do it. We just don't have the time or the practicing ability to do it. So that's my thought on that. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Jim this morning, my very favorite Jim from Fish, Friends in Service Helping. Hello, Jim. I was just thinking about you yesterday.
Well, thank you. Yeah, well, I just wanted to come on the program and kind of talk about the conundrum that we're in, given how the state's come up with essential services and what's essential and what's not.
Well, you would be essential, wouldn't you?
Well, that's the interesting part. As I know you know, and hopefully the listeners know, that we're funded by the community. We don't, for the most part, deal with government grants or government income.
The red tape.
So, exactly. We try and avoid that at all costs. So what they've determined is essential is the fact that we're feeding people through the food bank and our family dining room. Again, we've had to change the way we do it, but we're still doing that. We're still helping people with utility bills and things of that sort. But the things that they've determined that are not essential are the ways we raise money, which includes our thrift stores, which are all closed. Our fundraisers are all canceled. So we rely on the community to help us, but we don't have our normal ways to be able to raise money. And we're seeing a 50% spike in food grants that we're fulfilling. So, you know, the number of people coming to our food bank to feed went up. I mean, they released the unemployment numbers, so it shouldn't be any surprise to anybody that there's more people looking for food.
Right. So, food and shelter. Food, shelter, and water. Those are the necessities.
Yep. So, unfortunately, we're doing that, but can't raise money the way we normally do in the community. So, we encourage people to go online and support us or help us avoid credit card charges and send us a check. Just to help us help the neighbors to have something to eat and provide them the hope that we'll all get through this.
Now, are you getting food from, or from what I understand, the stimulus packages were supposed to put more money into the food banks and the distribution. Are they putting more food into the pantry?
We've got a good relationship with Food Bank in Northern Nevada. We're actually getting less food from them. Mm-hmm. Now, whether that changes right now with the, you know, once the stimulus package goes in effect, it's possible. Okay. We also normally get a lot of food from the local grocery stores, but people have been hoarding and buying so much there that they don't have many things that are excess to be able to provide to us. The only little blip we've had is a lot of the restaurants are going out of business, and they're giving us their fresh foods that they can't store. So that's helped us a little bit, but we're actually going off and buying more and more pallets of food to keep up with the demand.
Okay, so I'm urging everybody who went out and overbought, who, you know, I don't want to call it hoarding food because you're preparing for what you think is the worst. But if you've prepared for 6 months or something, please take a few of those cases of beans and you know, the peanut butter and the protein items. Please take them down to Fish and get them to the people who need the assistance right now. I mean, we have to help our friends and neighbors get through this, because you just saw the government, once the Democrats got their goodies that they wanted, this stimulus bill is going to be voted on, and it's going to be passed today. Nancy Pelosi gave her guarantee. So please, help out Friends in Service Helping. Help out all of the different food banks who are struggling. But Jim, are you still taking, can people just drop, you know, a box of food off to you to help the neighbors?
Yeah, from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, people can come and drop things off at our Carson City facility at 138 East Long Street. There's a big roll-up door that says Food Bank over it, and there's a little doorbell there, so people will be there between 8 and 5 that can take those kinds of donations. People can send us money, and we can do the shopping for them, which we tend to get, again, 2 to 3 times more food for the dollar since we buy in bulk. And they can go online, nvfish.com. And we've got pretty good volunteer turnout to help us through this process, because, again, it's a lot more work now because you have to sanitize so much, so more, you know, a lot more often than what we did in the past. And we're doing takeout meals from the dining room instead of allowing people to come in to sit, so it's just a little more confusing than normal, but yeah, we're getting through it.
And we will get through it, and we're going to come out on the other side even better because of organizations like yours. And as far as fundraisers being canceled, May comes to mind. The Celebrity
Waiters. We don't think that we're going to be able to pull that off, and so we're communicating that to people like you who have volunteered to be a waiter to help us to raise money.
All right. Well, we'll keep everybody informed, but the big news right now is Fish and the community need your help, so please participate. Jim, thank you so much for all you do and be in the lead of a great organization that helps the community. We'll be back after this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Nevada, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Trying to keep a smile on my face, but it's more of that smile that's like, you've got to be kidding me. That's where the smile is coming from. Hopefully helping to educate you. A few things come out that even I don't believe that our politicians, our elected officials, our elected representatives do this to us. I thought this was a joke when Bruce sent this to me yesterday, and I had to go look it up for myself. Our chief medical officer, you know, the person that oversees health surveillance, epidemiology, disease control, all that good stuff for the state of Nevada. You can find this out for yourself, because I thought it was a joke, or, you know, one of those fake news things. Yeah. he's not licensed to practice medicine in the United States. So how did we get stuck with him? Now, this is a Washington Times, they say reliable reporting. I thought this was interesting, but this story was from 2018, September of 2018. Big old headline there. Nevada's top doctor isn't licensed to practice medicine in the United States. I saw an exam. So I thought, well, I got to look this up for myself. So I did. And it is true. Because I went to the state of Nevada's website. And as of February of 2020, he is still our chief medical officer. How do we allow things like that to happen? Because we don't pay attention. Maybe this is a good time and teach you some good lessons to start. We'll be back after this.